You're on Texas Standard Time.
It's mic check before graduation at the Texas School for the Blind and Visually Impaired in Austin. Three students are playing their classical guitars.
Seems kind of a little too loud, but there's going to be hundreds of people in here.
Now, the teachers making sure the volume and music are just right are Matt Hensley and Jeremy Coleman.
Awesome. Sound incredible.
So we just have to be able to do that in caps and gowns.
Today is the culmination of many achievements for these students. Their performance will showcase one of the skills they've learned, but as perfectly choreographed as the graduation ceremony will be, Hensley says the guitar program at the school began because of a series of serendipitous events. The first was in 2011.
They built this facility, and we were touring it. Miles Fain, the principal.
When the tour arrived at a classroom, the principal introduced Hensley as someone who worked with an organization called Austin Classical Guitar.
And one of the girls in the room put her hand straight up in the air, and she said, "I want to learn guitar." And then the boy next to her did exactly the same thing. "I want to learn guitar." So that's kind of where it all started.
Hensley actually already had a curriculum. He'd been working with other schools, especially in underprivileged areas in Texas. But the curriculum would need to be modified. It needed to be translated into Braille. And here's where Jeremy Coleman, the other teacher we met during soundcheck, comes in. He's a former Marine who got a degree in classical guitar performance from the University of Louisiana. And he became essential to the second serendipitous event.
Didn't know what I was going to do when I graduated. And so I just wanted to move where the action was. And so for classical guitar, it's Austin. And so I showed up at Matt Hensley's house one day for lessons and wanted to be a music teacher and a guitar teacher especially.
While Coleman worked on his master's at UT Austin, he started volunteering at the Texas School for the Blind and Visually Impaired. That meant he needed to learn Braille.
And the Braille music is a different code. So I took what I learned from Braille and I learned another code.
He's the one who took Hensley's guitar curriculum and adapted it into Braille. And now he's the school's full-time guitar teacher. Coleman says his first day teaching was actually a learning opportunity.
What I thought would happen was everyone would be prodigies and everyone would be like music geniuses, because everyone I knew at that point who was blind was like a famous musician, you know?
Of course, that's not the case. Blind and visually impaired musicians, like all musicians, rely on some talent and a ton of training. It's been 7 years and the program is chugging along. Coleman and Hensley's students are improving by leaps and bounds, and some are becoming truly exceptional musicians. Recently, one of them moved to Arizona. She's the protagonist of the final serendipitous event. She wrote to the teachers that her school in Phoenix, a school not for visually impaired kids, was able to translate its guitar program to accommodate her. Hensley picks up the story.
So we were very excited that this transition had happened successfully for about 30 seconds, after which I realized, oh my goodness, we have a problem here, because we have kids that are learning a beautiful skill, becoming passionate about guitar, and the world doesn't have resources for them to continue that study the way that any other child would be able to.
But now the world does have such a resource. Coleman and Hensley just released what they say is a lifelong learning app called Let's Play. It's a free guitar curriculum in Braille, and it will allow blind and visually impaired people anywhere to take advantage of the program that began here in Texas.
Okay. Our first piece today is entitled Testament de Amelia by Miguel Lobe.
Back in the auditorium, I sit for a complete performance from graduating students Devin Gutierrez, Hector Lara, and Davian Perez. And I notice that service dog Jetson and I move our heads in unison. I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.